This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine said on Saturday its forces had seized back all areas around Kyiv, the capital city, claiming complete control of the capital region for the first time since Russia launched its invasion. As Russian troops regroup for battles in East Ukraine, towns surrounding Kyiv bore scars of 5 weeks of fighting. Ukrainian presidential adviser Oleksiy Arestovych said Ukraine's troops have retaken more than 30 towns and villages around Kyiv since Russia pulled back from the area this week. Ukraine's deputy defense minister wrote on Facebook that the whole Kyiv region is liberated from the invader. There was no Russian response to that claim. Pope Francis has said he's considering a visit to Ukraine's capital after blasting the leader who launched what he called a savage war. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Francis made the remarks during a visit to Malta, where he was greeted by jubilant crowds. Although he didn't mention the Russian president by name, the reference was clear when he expressed his anger at a certain leader's behavior. Once again, some potentate, sadly caught up in archaic claims of nationalist interest, is provoking and inciting conflicts. He blasted the leader for unleashing the threat of nuclear war on the world in an infantile and destructive aggression. The Pope has so far avoided referring to Russia or Putin by name in order to keep the path to dialogue open. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia has depicted its drawdown of forces near the capital region as a goodwill gesture in peace talks, which last convened on Friday. Ukraine and its allies say Russia was forced to shift its focus to East Ukraine after suffering heavy losses near Kyiv. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The International Committee of the Red Cross said it had resumed aid by road to the war-ravaged Ethiopian region of Tigray on Saturday for the first time in 6 months. It is the second convoy of international emergency supplies to reach Tigray since the government and the rebel Tigray People's Liberation Front agreed to a humanitarian truce late last month. The ICRC said it had sent in medical assistance, food, and water treatment supplies for the stricken region of northern Ethiopia. The UN says that area has been under a de facto blockade for months. The UN's World Food Program said 13 trucks full of food aid for people, in its words, on the edge of starvation, had arrived in the Tigrayan capital, Mekele, on Friday, followed by a fuel truck on Saturday. It was the first food aid to reach Tigray since December. The UN says hundreds of thousands of people are at risk of starvation. Jury selection begins Monday in the trial of Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
It's expected to be no easy task screening jurors who can put aside their knowledge of the 2018 shooting that killed 17 people at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School to judge the case fairly. 23-year-old Nicholas Cruz has already pleaded guilty. His defense lawyers will be looking for those who might give him the one vote he needs to avoid the death penalty. Prosecutors will be arguing that aggravating factors outweigh mitigating factors such as Cruz's lifelong mental illness. As many as 1,500 people will begin filing through Circuit Court Judge Elizabeth Scherer's courtroom over the next several weeks. The case has been plagued by delays due to COVID and legal wrangling. I'm Jennifer King.
Israeli security forces killed three gunmen from the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad in a shootout in the occupied West Bank on Saturday. Police said the gunmen were part of a terrorist cell that was recently involved in terrorist activity against security forces and was apparently on its way to another attack. Islamic Jihad claimed all three Palestinians as members. A senior U.S. official has told Reuters news agency that the United Nations-led truce in Yemen is a decisive moment in the near seven-year conflict. The official says it offers hope that the warring parties and international community can bring a lasting peace to the devastated country. And once again, recapping our top story for this hour, Ukraine says its forces have seized back all the areas around its capital city of Kyiv. Ukraine now claims complete control of the capital region for the first time since Russia launched its invasion on February 24th. You can follow all the news on Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.